After generating huge crowds last week, street occupations in Hong Kong have dwindled. The government has agreed to talks, and the vast majority of student protesters have returned to class. Even people who support the students' demands for democracy say the demonstrations have become too disruptive, and they want the streets cleared. From Hong Kong, NPR's Frank Langfitt reports on why the protests' future is in doubt.
Nixon Ma runs a small electronics shop in Hong Kong's Wan Chai business district. Since the protests began late last month, he says sales are down 30%. Like the protesters, he wants to see genuine democracy in this former British colony, but he opposes their tactics.
I agree. I 100% support, but not using this way. For example, test driver, a lot of business is not happy because it disturbs their normal life.
At a cafe across the harbor at Hong Kong Baptist University, history student Mandy Wong says she admires the protesters for speaking out.
As a student in mainland, I think their behavior is very impressive.
But as a resident of the city's working-class Mong Kok district, where protesters have blocked traffic and where there have been clashes, she's grown tired of the inconvenience.
I have to say that it influenced me a lot, you know. The bank closed down, and the people always yelling at midnight, so it really troubles me a lot, you know. I can't fall asleep well.
Oh, baby, give me one more chance.
As students come back to campus, protest songs have given way to regular outdoor open mic nights like this one. Michael DeGolier is a professor of government and international studies at Hong Kong Baptist. He says the tide of students pouring off campus to protest last week has almost completely turned.
We're getting 85, 90% of people back in class now because they're actually falling so far behind it's going to be difficult to catch up.
DeGolier studied political opinion here for years. He says the vast majority of Hong Kongers support electoral democracy, and he personally supports the protesters' aims. But he says there's a growing backlash against civil disobedience. When demonstrators went beyond an original plan to disrupt just the city's financial district and move to other parts of town, they tried the patience of ordinary people.
And as long as it was the big tycoons who could take the damage, nobody complained. But when it's Ma Chan and Uncle Tong and, you know, the various folks who really have the mom-and-pop businesses, they can't handle that.
I'm Jackie, and I'm a bartender.
Jackie Yip says the protests have cut revenue in half at the bar where he works. But today, he was out protesting in the Mong Kok business district, even though it hurts his employer. Yip, who's 24, knows people have criticized the protesters' tactics. But he says if they weren't disruptive, the government would ignore them.
We do not want to affect all the people's lives, but we have no choice. I think Hong Kong people should persevere till the end. Otherwise, if we give up ourselves, the government will never listen to us.
After a standoff, the Hong Kong government agreed today to meet with student leaders later this week. Jackie Yip says he intends to keep protesting. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Hong Kong.